You're listening to SBS News. Economist Chris Richardson says most Australians will have reason to smile after next week's federal budget is revealed.
They were going to get an increase in the Medicare levy. That's now not going to happen. They weren't going to get a personal income tax cut. That will happen. And so there will be a bunch of people, you know, happy with the good news. Scott Morrison's been careful to say he won't be Santa, but I think he won't be the only person happy on budget night.
Mr. Richardson has released the Deloitte Access Economics Budget Monitor. He says he expects the government will be able to spend up to $8 billion a year on personal tax cuts, funded by the biggest surge in company tax revenue in 16 years. Treasurer Scott Morrison says his budget will be responsible and built on very cautious forecasts. And he says it comes at a time when the economy is in good shape.
We are seeing our companies become profitable again. That's a good thing. That supports the economy. That supports investment. It supports wages. The turnaround in non-mining investment alone, up 12.4% when a few years ago it was going backwards. That turnaround investment is what has been ensuring our economy grows more strongly.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the government has the wrong priorities and should definitely not be rewarding Australia's banks with a corporate tax cut.
It is immoral to give the big banks of Australia a $17 billion tax handout, especially in light of the shocking and predatory revelations of the Royal Commission that the Turnbull government never wanted to see exposed.
Mr. Shorten says the Coalition's condemnation of what's emerged at the Royal Commission amounts to hollow words since it plans to lower the corporate tax rate.
To reward these, literally, banking grave robbers is a sick joke. I challenge the Prime Minister and the Treasurer in this budget on Tuesday night. Have the courage and the character to look the victims of these banking scandals in the eye and explain to them why they need $17 billion of tax reduction after all that has happened.
But Scott Morrison warns Labor doesn't have a plan for Australia to live within its means. He says Labor is only interested in higher taxes to fund increased spending.
Every time you hear the Labor Party say the word budget repair, no, it means one thing, higher taxes. They haven't got a plan to live within their means. They haven't got a plan to keep expenditure under control. All they've got a plan for is higher taxes.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.